Coming up on 115 here on Albert Lea Radio. Afternoons with Aaron. We're at 75 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. And it's my pleasure to have this guy in studio. I have not seen him for many, many, many years from a Greenlee golf course. Jeff Elseth with us. And Jeff, a good afternoon. And my friend, it's a pleasure to see you again. How you been?
Aaron, I've been doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's great to see you too, sir.
Now, before we talk about the big event, it's hard to believe, 95th annual, the history of the shortstop tournament. Let's talk about a Greenlee a golf course, and we were talking about this off the air. It's been a busy time for golf courses this summer. Last summer, when we were going through kind of the heart of the COVID-19 situation, a lot of people took up golfing maybe for the first time because there was other sports or activities that were canceled. Talk about what's new at Greenlee and how the summer's been.
Well, first of all, who would have ever, in the golf industry, who would have ever thought that it would take a pandemic to get golf rounds increased and get people back into the game? But such was the case. Things, you know, backtrack just a little bit. Things really kicked up last year, of course, when there wasn't anything else to do.
Correct.
Really, that you could do. So we saw an increase in that, and it's continuing right on into this year now. Rounds played are up over last year. Okay. And last year was the biggest increase statewide. You know, we saw about a 25-30% increase in rounds.
Oh, wow.
So that's fantastic. You know, as a golf course operator, you know, we've been through some lean times, as every business has. But it's people are playing golf, having fun. It's outdoors, great social activity. And we're getting back into our events now. Something that we had very few of last year.
Now, Jeff, you mentioned that the golf course is playing very well because one thing that all golf courses have had to deal with this summer is lack of rain. I mean, we've gone through some drought-like conditions here in southern Minnesota, but you said up at Greenlee that the course has been playing well and that hasn't really affected much for you guys.
Well, I've got a great superintendent, Mike Carlson. I think you probably remember him.
I've met him.
He's been with us 20-plus years. So he's been making it work. Yes, we've had some drought conditions early on. We've had some rain periodically since then. It's not quite enough, not to be real picky about that, but and he's done a great job managing that resource. We've had to adjust some irrigation schedules along the way, but the turf is healthy. It's green. People are loving it.
Jeff Elseth again, Greenlee Golf Course, our guest here at 117, and we're going to talk about the 95th annual shortstop tournament. It's got to be, and I don't remember offhand, it's got to be one of the longest running, if not the longest running tournament in the state of Minnesota.
I believe it's the second longest running match play tournament.
Okay.
The title goes to the Resorters, I believe, up in Alexandria, which just concluded here this last week. We have that tag as the second longest running, which I'm okay with that.
That's not too shabby.
No, that's a good run going back to 1926, I think, was the first couple of years. We have a champions board out there that you'll see, which incidentally we invite everybody to come out over Labor Day weekend. It's kind of a family and friends get together. It's a tournament. But it's also a great reunion kind of opportunity for people that relationships have been built over the years at this event. And so we want to keep that part of the atmosphere going too. We're excited about it. It's a great format. We're not full as we speak, but we're. I took another half a dozen entries just this morning. Okay. So I would expect in the next week we'll probably fill out.
So if you're someone that hasn't signed up for the shortstop tournament, this week is the time to do it to make sure you're not left out in the cold?
Right, correct. Okay. I was on the phone this morning with a gentleman from out of state. Just said, hey, you know, you past champion, you've been in it. And he got a hold of me right away. Yep, let's do it. You know, get me signed up. So you don't want to be 97 or 98 in a 96 player field, it doesn't go well.
Well, let's talk about because this is always a broken down nicely when it comes to flights, the championship flight, there's other flights, the senior flight. Talk about how they work and who is eligible to be a part of these different flights?
Okay. First of all, Aaron, you must be 21 years of age to participate. We limit the field to 96 players. Of that, we have a championship flight of 16 players, a presidential flight of 16, and then numbered flights 1 through 4, which also have 16 players.
So the way it works is everybody tees off, and then you take their scores from the first day or two and then put them into their flights?
Correct. Okay. Saturday is the Q round, qualifying round.
Okay.
So everybody tees it up. They play 18 holes. Based on your score, you're flighted according to that score. And then we break it down into the match play flights of 16. And then we start in Sunday morning. Morning round matches. If you qualify for the championship flight, you play 18 hole matches. Presidential flight and all the numbered flights play 9 hole matches. So you're basically guaranteed your 18 hole qualifying round and at least 2 matches on Sunday. If you lose on Sunday, I probably won't see you Monday.
But you have plenty of time to go into the restaurant and enjoy yourself the rest of the weekend.
That's right.
Yeah. Right?
and stick around and watch some great golf.
That's right.
Because there's a ton of great players in this field. And the beauty of the tournament is it's set up for all skill levels. So there's a place for everybody. It doesn't, you don't have to be a great golfer to play in this. Okay. You just want to be able to get it around, have fun, watch some good golf, see some old friends, and just take everything that there is on the weekend.
Now, Jeff, you talk about you just have to be 21 and older. Do you have to have a certain handicap? Do you have to, is there any qualifications? Like, I'm a hacker. I'm really bad at golf. You probably don't want me part of the 96-person field because I'm really, really bad. So is there qualifications that you need to be part of this?
Basically, you got to be able to hit the ball.
Yeah.
and get it around in a reasonable amount of time.
Yes.
And that's the only qualification.
Yeah, I got you. Yep.
You don't need a handicap. Like I said, that's the beauty of it, is there's a spot for everybody that signs up. And the other unique thing is there are not a lot of match play events anymore. Our club tournament used to be one. We had to go away from that format this year. Hopefully we'll get back into that. But not many match play events.
Okay.
And, so that guy that, once you get into the first round, if you hit 2 balls out of bounds on 1 and you make a 12, it doesn't matter. You've lost 1 hole.
That's right. That's right.
And okay. Then you start over, So that's the great thing about the format. We throw some other fun things in for the weekend. We've got, you notice on the flyer there, Hartman Insurance. In town, they co-sponsor along with Greenlee, putting contest on Saturday, and then a hole-in-one contest.
Okay.
Where we draw 4 names out of the field of 96 randomly, and they each get a shot at a hole-in-one on number 13, which is located right up by the clubhouse. So
okay.
They get some good spectators for those 2 events.
Jeff Elseth again, Greenlee Golf Course. We're talking about the 95th Annual Shortstop Tournament coming up a Labor Day weekend here on KATE. So how many openings do you think you have left for the flights or for the 96? And we also have a senior division, which is the first 16, it says here, to sign up. Estimate offhand what's still open for both of those?
There are less than 20 openings
okay.
Totally. For the 96. I think we just signed up number 76 or 7 right before I left. We decided to bring back the senior flight this year. We tried it a number of years ago. It worked out okay. A couple of adjustments we had to make. The interest slacked off on it. We thought, well, let's try it again this year. To be honest with you, there's not a lot of guys signed up for that yet.
Okay.
So it's still undetermined. If we don't get 16, a lot of the players that sign up, they say, well, I'll play in that senior flight. And if you don't get enough, I'm still going to play.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
So we're going to kind of weigh that out and see. If it doesn't fly, that's okay. Everybody will just go into all the regular flights.
So if you are a senior out there over the age of 60, an mm-hmm. interest in doing some golfing at the Shortstop Tournament at Greenlee Golf Course over a Labor Day, they have a spot for you.
That's correct.
Call Greenlee today. They'll get you hooked up. Go out there with some buddies and have some fun.
Yeah, it is. It's just a great weekend.
Now, Jeff, when it comes to guys that are signed up, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but if you know offhand, do we have some returning champions that are already signed up for Labor Day weekend?
I just got the 8th returning champion signed up before
nice.
I left.
Okay.
So, in a nutshell, a lot of names that Albert Lyons are familiar with. Chris Boss, 7-time champion, is back in the field. Brent Miller from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He's a 5-time champ, 4 consecutive wins. For him, Brent is in the field. Mike Nelson, past champion. Mick Hawkinson from the Illinois area, I believe. 3-time champion. Mick is coming back this year. Our defending champion from last year, Andy Peterson from Albert Lea, is in the field. Jeff Stadheim, familiar name.
Yep.
Jeff is coming back this year. J.B. Lloyd played in it last year for the first time in many, many years. And J.B. has won it a couple of times in the past, back in the 90s. So we're happy to have those guys. And then the 8th one I said was Sam Holman. Yep. So good to have. Sam was, I believe, a 2-time champion. 1 or 2 there. So we've got a real strong field. Those players are, again, past champions. They're all fully capable of putting on a good show and making it to Monday.
And if you're not golfing again, like Jeff said, everyone's invited to come up for the weekend, watch some golf, enjoy some beverages, just be out on Labor Day weekend with your friends, and more importantly, again, supporting these guys, because it gets competitive, I'm sure, with the championship flight. And with 8 returning champions, that's going to be a fun weekend.
It certainly will. And again, you know, basically we serve burgers and brats, you know, throughout the whole weekend. We've got some fun activities, I mentioned, with the putting contest. On the hole-in-one contest for the players. And we do a little special event on Saturday. We made some changes in our in the past. We used to serve a Sunday night dinner.
Okay.
And then last year with the pandemic, we had to adjust that. And the consensus was, you know, we get along just fine without it.
Okay.
Everybody enjoys it. So, again, I mentioned it's a weekend for people to come back and reestablish, you know, relationships. There's a lot of house parties, call it, family, you know, group get-togethers.
Yep, I got you.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to it, Aaron. It's exciting. We're happy to be the host again. And, you know, 95 years is a pretty good run.
Now, to get more information about the event, or if you're someone that goes, yeah, I got to get signed up for this, if it's the normal flight or the senior flight, how does someone go about doing that?
You know, you can do a couple of different ways. The easiest way, if you want to get signed up, give us a call, 373-1061 in the pro shop there. We can get you signed up over the phone. Do it that way. If you want some registration information to review, you can go to the website, greenlee.com. There's a drop down on there for the shortstop tournament info and flyer.
Again, all the fun's coming up September 4th, 5th, and 6th. That's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of Labor Day. 95th annual shortstop tournament. Jeff Elseth again from Greenlee Golf Course. Jeff, anything you want to add before we let you go?
No, just we hope to see everybody out Labor Day weekend. It's coming up fast.
It is.
As we know. It's great seeing you again.
Oh, you too, buddy.
Welcome back to Albert Lea, Aaron.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Again, Jeff Elseth, Greenlee Golf Course. Again, stop by at Greenlee to sign up, or go to greenlee.com to get more information. September 4th, 5th, and 6th, Labor Day weekend, the 95th annual shortstop tournament. We got a news update from the Minnesota News Network coming up in just over a minute. Again, we're at 75 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in Albert Lea.